I'm Marco Werman with The World. Everyone, it seems, has an opinion on Brian Williams this week. The NBC Nightly News anchor has falsely claimed that a helicopter he was riding in back in Iraq in 2003 had been hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. He was forced to apologize after several veterans called him on it. We decided to ask some veterans who are also listeners of The World what they think and whether they trust reporters. And we heard from many, many of you. Thank you for that. To help us parse through those comments, I'm joined by David Morris. He's a former Marine and now a journalist. Let me just read you a couple of messages we got from people in our veterans community. Mr. Williams should be ashamed of himself and he should be fired. His apology was a slap in the face to all war veterans. Here's another one. Most reporters do the same thing, some more than others. They aren't soldiers, but they want to come off as heroes. And then this one, person writing, I believe he knew what he was saying was not true, because as one veteran said, you don't misremember getting shot at. So let me get your take, David. Is he lying or is it more complex?
Well, I think it's both those things. I think he's misrepresenting the facts, and there's the motivations behind that, I think, are kind of interesting. But just to echo that one veteran's text, I think he's absolutely right. It's a near-death experience is something that, in general, is impossible to forget. Although in my research into post-traumatic stress disorder, I've discovered that, and even with my own experiences, that memory is, in a sense, a living thing, and it does change and evolve. Mm. You know, an IED ambush, I survived. Sometimes I cannot always remember every aspect of it. But as a general principle, the idea of completely, you know, associating and thinking that you had been shot at when in fact you had not, and you were in fact, you know, several minutes behind in a completely different flight of helicopters, that's very difficult to understand and is not in line with, you know, the mutations of memory that I have experienced myself and have interviewed and seen in others.
Yeah, well, take us to that episode that you went through, the detonation of an IED. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was in an IED ambush October 10th, 2007 in a neighborhood in southern Baghdad known as Saydia. And as I've written about that event and tried to remember it in greater detail, you know, and have been at the VA, you know, in therapy trying to deal with the issue, I discovered that there were aspects of it, like when I'm asked to recall the sound of the explosion, sometimes I can remember the sound and how I actually felt at that exact moment, and other times I cannot. I mean, I knew I was almost going to die. And so I think your brain records things when you're very close to death. It records things in a different way. And it has something to do with the state of your adrenaline. Mm. So I think it has something to do with the particular physiological aspects of that experience, none of which would really seem to influence the Brian Williams situation, in the sense that he was not under fire in this case.
Well, I mean, you've written this book, The Evil Hours, all about PTSD. And there was that other message that I read earlier, that Brian Williams' apology was a slap in the face to all war veterans. What do you think Brian Williams should have said in his apology?
It seems like in these kind of cases, you've got to take your medicine and take it as quickly as possible in order to quash the story. And I think if he would have said, you know, I regret the error, you know, a full mea culpa, and explained his motivations behind how it had happened, I think he would have been in a much better position than he is now, because he sort of gave a half apology. I think it was a 40-second sort of explanation, and then he went on to other news. And there didn't seem, you know, the appearance and the intention of actually coming completely clean and owning your misdeeds, I think, is what Americans are generally looking for in this case.
Do you think that some reporters get seduced by the idea of being embedded, being in the field of battle, and also want to be heroes?
Oh, totally. And I think that's one of the interesting things about the Brian Williams case. And I've actually told this to other female reporters, that in some ways I think it's really good to have a lot of women reporters in the field, because I think they're, to step back a little bit, I think they're a little less likely to get sucked into sort of the mythology and the testosterone that's flowing in these kind of combat situations, and they're able to report on it in a slightly more objective way for that reason, because they bring a slightly different sensibility to it. I think it's interesting with the way the Brian Williams story has unfolded, because reporters, and particularly broadcast reporters and public figures generally, have this really strong desire to associate themselves with the heroism of the U.S. military. I mean, the U.S. military is one of the most respected. It is the most respected institution in the country. So there's a lot to be gained for a public figure like Brian Williams and a news anchor like him to be associated as closely as possible with the veteran experience and to be seen as publicly supporting them in a very poignant emotional way, which I think is how he got himself in trouble at the end, was by repeating the story of almost being shot down in a helicopter. And, you know, and the story was told in the context of celebrating the service of this U.S. Army Sergeant First Class who had just retired. And in the end of the piece, we see Brian Williams at a athletic contest celebrating this veteran's service. The message seemed to be that, you know, I am honoring this veteran's service in a really unique and conspicuous way, and trying to, you know, basically be in the frame with him and associate himself with this veteran service.
David Morris, former Marine, now journalist. His new book is The Evil Hours, a biography of post-traumatic stress disorder. David, thanks for giving us your take on Brian Williams. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.
Again, big thanks to our community of veterans who help us with our coverage. If you're a vet and want to participate, just text the word RETURN to 69866.